All right, all right, all right. Welcome back. This is Eric Louvier, your host with the most. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's get cracking. Giselle, baby, we are on part three of life-changing income. And I am just spilling my guts for you on these calls. This is fantastic, and you are in for a treat yet again today. Hope you're taking notes. Share this if you would. There's lots of other people out there that could use this information to better their lives. Give me a good comment in the Apple podcast section thingy. Give me some five-star reviews. All right? I'm giving you the goods here. All right? Bringing the thunder. Let's get into this one. Okay. Last time we talked about your offer, having an irresistible smoking hot offer. I went off on that. If you haven't listened to it, you need to go listen to it. The first part of this series, you can listen to that. I actually sang Big Wheels Keep On Turning. Anyway, so we want to talk about today your client avatar. Who is your ideal perfect client avatar? Who is your heavenly customer? The most perfect dynamic customer you could get. Like one of my clients, let's see who pops in my head. Rob. My client Rob. Love that guy. He is an ideal perfect heavenly client of mine. He just did a $45,000 deal up front, $45,000, and it's a $250,000 recurring revenue deal. Okay, he's my coaching client. He credits me for helping him get that. This guy is ideal client of mine. He fits it to a T. Okay, he is like motivated. He is driven. He is ambitious. He's positive. He glows with enthusiasm. He's respectful. He's fun. I would have dinner with the dude. We can hang out. Like, the guy is cool, right? He's my ideal client, okay? He's also takes action, obviously. He's willing to do whatever it takes. He's smart, okay? He's willing to invest in himself. He's trying to better himself. He's still growing, okay? We got a lot to learn. I got a lot to learn. I don't know it all right? So he has all the qualities of what I look for in my ideal, perfect, heavenly client. You ought to want to know who yours is, okay? So now let me tell you, when it comes to copywriting, marketing, and sales, your ideal client avatar needs to be the same as mine, okay? Now there's my actual, true, heavenly client avatar, but my marketing needs to appeal to this particular type of avatar that yours also needs to appeal to, okay? So when last episode when we talked about your offer, now we're talking about your client, your ideal client, your niche client that you're going to go after, your niche client that you're going after, your ideal client. Those two are married, okay? Those two are matched up together. The rising tide lifts all boats. So these are all kind of tied together. But your client avatar goes hand in hand and is coupled with your smoking hot irresistible offer. Okay, they go hand in hand, okay? They're connected. So your client avatar needs to be the person who is most likely going to buy your irresistible offer and who also matches up to you well. Now, I said on the last session about your offer needs to be simple. It needs to be so simple that you can write it on a napkin and people would understand what it is. Okay, it can't be complicated. It can't be difficult. We don't need to study what your offer is to figure out what it is. We need to know what your offer is in just a matter of seconds. Like, bam, we provide 20 appointments in your first month guaranteed from LinkedIn. Guaranteed. That's the offer. We'll get the pizza to you in 30 minutes or it's free. That's the offer. When it absolutely positively has to be there overnight, FedEx, that's the offer. So you need a really good, simple offer. So your marketing client avatar is Homer Simpson. Dope. That's my client avatar. Now that's who you market to, because if you're marketing to, like, if I'm marketing to Rob and that's my ideal client, it's too complex. Okay. There's too many layers there. There's too many filters there. But as a marketing client avatar, my marketing client avatar is Homer Simpson, and so should yours be, which means you need to make your offer so simple that even Homer Simpson gets it. Your target client avatar needs to be so simple that, you know, it's Homer Simpson. Simple, 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 simple. Simple works in business. Simple works in marketing. Simple works in innovation, okay? Think about it. Like, how do you cure infection? Antibiotics, penicillin, where'd that come from? Mold. What a simple solution to such a complex dynamic problem. Or Tesla, an electric car. You know what I mean? Like, it's simple is what works. And that's what your offer needs to be, but so does your client avatar for marketing purposes. But for, you know, it's like the tip of the iceberg. You know, you can only see the tip of the iceberg sticking out of the water. You can't see the mountain of an iceberg underneath the water. So the tip of the iceberg for you is your client avatar. That's Homer Simpson. The mountain of an iceberg that's under the water, under the ocean, that's all the other stuff that I talked about earlier. Like, that's going deeper into what your client avatar should be. I hope this isn't too confusing for you. But you basically need to make sure that your marketing is simplified enough so people take action on it. But in your true attraction, as far as who you want to attract as a client, who you'll accept, there's the word, who you will accept as a client through client selection, should be more dynamic. It should be more dialed in. It should be more like who your ideal client is, matched up, you know, really, really well. All right. So, and it's eerie. Like, when you do that, it's just amazing how you start getting those people right away. They start falling in your lap. You're like, how did I attract this? I'm getting exactly who I was looking for. Like, if you're trying to get like pastors who live in Texas and who have blonde hair, like, all of a sudden you start getting pastors from Texas who have blonde hair. Like, where did that come from? I know it's kind of woo-woo crazy, but it happens. It's weird. So what happens with your when you do this, when you really dial in who your offer is, when you map out your client avatar and sit there and like, who do I want my perfect client to be? I want them, you know, him or her to be like this. I want them to, you know, this is their profession. This is what part, how far they are in their journey. These are the problems that they have. These are the solutions that they need. These are the symptoms they have. So you really figure out who your ideal client avatar is. You couple that with your offer, get that dialed in. When you got those two matched up together, then it starts to work, and it starts to work pretty good. So I lost my train of thought. There's something I was going to say there about client avatar. I don't remember. So I don't have a bunch of notes. I'm just telling you what it is that you need to do. So you need to really dial in client avatar so you know. Oh, I remember. So when you have your client avatar so dialed in and your offer so dialed in, then what happens is the language that you use to put out there into the marketplace is going to attract those people. And they're going to attract them, the people who are most interested in that offer. Like the marketing language that you use, the content language that you use, even the language that you use on a podcast like this, or the language that you use when you give them a free discovery call or coaching call or, you know, implementation call, whatever, your free report you're giving away has a certain language about it that's attracting that client. So in other words, let me give you an example. Like in the internet marketing market, when I first started out, you know, we sold a lot of cheap stuff, $7, $14, $35, $47 a month, you know, $97. And it was, I call it small ball. Like in baseball, that's like bunting. It's small ball, right? So I started out, I grew up in that world online. And then I graduated to, I call it graduated, to big ball, hitting home runs and driving in triples and driving in RBIs and going for the big time stuff, right? The high ticket stuff. So when I went from small ticket, $5, $10, $20, to high ticket, $5, $10, $15,000 and higher, then it was a complete different game change. Now, the language that I would use to attract people that want to pay me $25 is very different than the language I use to attract people to give me $25,000. Two different people, two different language, two different levels. The one that's at $25 ain't going to give me $25,000. And the one at $25,000 doesn't want to give me $25. It's a waste of time. So you want to have the right language that you use to attract the right clients, and it just starts to naturally happen whenever you figure this stuff out. When you figure out who your ideal client is and you map that out, and you map out your avatar, and you also map out the irresistible offer that you're going to stick in front of that ideal client. When you match those two up and you have good marketing, copywriting and all that appeals to that person, it starts to work really, really well. And here's the thing, like, I've gone cheap, even though I'm a high ticket person. I've done some stuff that's cheap from time to time. And guess what? It doesn't sell very well because I've already trained my market to know I'm high ticket. I'm up there at the top of the totem pole. When you look at my marketplace, I'm amongst the most expensive. You know, I'm in the 1%. 99% of the rest of the people are charging peanuts. I'm charging really high tickets. So I appeal to the players with money. I appeal to the high net worth individuals. I appeal to the most ambitious people in the marketplace. I'm getting the most premium, quality, high-end people. There's less of them, but they got more money. They got more ambition. They take more action, okay? They're the ones that make the world go round, all right? That's who I want as my ideal client. But once in a while, I'll resort back to old Eric, the one that grew up selling cheap stuff, the poverty-minded Eric, and I'll sell some junk for like $50 or something like that, or a couple $100s, and guess what happens? Nobody wants to buy it. They're like, what are you doing? Why are you selling cheap stuff? That's not right. I'm like, well, I'm trying to help out my brothers and sisters. Like, not everybody can afford me. And I want to throw them a buck. Then I'm like, well, yeah, you're right. What the hell am I doing? Why am I selling cheap stuff? That's stupid. It's a waste of time. That's just like my poverty mind kicking back in. It's like, you know, I'll have toothpaste and I'll like try to get every friggin' ounce of that toothpaste out of that tube before I throw it away. Like, I mean, there's not an ounce of toothpaste left. Like, if there's an ounce in there, you've got to, like, put it under a microscope. I'm getting every friggin' toothpaste juice out of that tube onto my toothbrush before I throw it away. Now, I could buy 5 million tubes of toothpaste. You know what I'm saying? Like, why do I do that? Well, that's because that's how I was raised. It's still in the operating system, baby. I still got my hood. I came from the hood, right? It's still in there. If I get in a fight, man, I'm going to resort to my hood. Hood Eric's coming out. Let's go. Let's go, SA. I'll take you down, man. Let me introduce you to my little friend. Like, it's on. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyway. Okay, maybe not. But the poverty-minded Eric shows himself once in a while to me. And I'm like, get back in the drawer. Get back in the closet, man. Get back in the basement. Bring out the gimp. Like, get back in the basement, man. We don't want to see you showing your face, especially around family. Like, you know, get away. Poverty, go away. You're high class, brother. Like, you're high class now. You're a sophisticated individual. Act like it. Like, no. I mean, I grew up from the hood. I grew up from the wrong side of the tracks. Okay, so once in a while, that shows up. What were we talking about again? I have no idea. So, you've got to have a smoking hot offer, okay, bucko? You got to have a smoking hot offer. You've got to have an ideal client to sell that smoking hot offer to. You need something that sells, okay? And then sell it. You need something that pops, right? You need something that's going to make you life-changing income. And the answer is simple. I'm not saying you've got to go invent some iPhone-type invention in order to make $1 million or millions of dollars. I'm saying simple works. People need their freaking grass cut. Create a grass cutting service, right? Like, it's like you need an offer that will pop like popcorn out of an Avengers movie. That's what you need. It takes a little bit of copywriting genius. It takes a little bit of creativity and innovation. If you need help, then let's get some help, okay? I'll strike a deal with you. We'll work on something. We'll get you going, all right? Take the leap of faith. Let me help you. Go to ericmeeting.com. Just take the leap of faith. Let's make something happen. Let's get you cracking, okay? Let's get you beyond these barriers. Let's get you into the cash flow, okay? I can help you make an extra $20,000, $30,000 per month in my sleep. So let's work together. I'm there to help you. That's what I do. It's what I was created to do. So go to ericmeeting.com. I'll hook you up. I got you covered. So you need a smoking hot offer. You need an ideal client. Okay? You got to match those together. It's got to happen. You got to make that happen. And then next, what you need is you need a system, like a selling system, some type of system that is a selling mechanism, right? Something that's going to be selling for you. something that's going to produce income for you, a selling system. And we're going to talk about that selling system on the next part of this series. Is this good stuff or what? You learning from this? You feeling this? You feeling what I'm putting down here? You picking up what I'm putting down? You ready to do something about this? All right, I'm going to see you on the next episode, but do it. Go to ericmeeting.com, book a damn call. Let's get going. Let's get you cracking. What are you doing? What are you waiting for? Christmas? Let's go. Let's go. Get on your horse. Let's make some money. I'll help you. All right, ericmeeting.com. We'll see you on the next episode. Keep going.